From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is in Nairobi, Kenya, his ancestral home. He arrived there Friday night and then had dinner with his step-grandmother, his sister, and other relatives. This is his first trip to Kenya as president. And then today, President Obama addressed the Global Entrepreneurship Summit, attended by people from many nations.
I want you all to know that I believe in you. I believe that you have the drive and the passion to change the world. You can unlock new solutions to the pressing global challenges that we face.
That is President Obama speaking just moments ago in Nairobi, Kenya, at the Global Entrepreneurship Summit. On Sunday, he becomes the first U.S. president to travel to Ethiopia. In other news, Turkey carried out a wave of attacks in two regions today as the military continued attacks. It began on Friday, targeting Islamic State jihadists in Syria. In addition, Turkey began a new air campaign in northern Iraq on the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, also known as the PKK. The strike on the PKK marks the first time that Turkey has hit the Kurds in Iraq from the air since a peace accord was announced in 2013. On Friday, Turkey also opened its air bases to U.S. warplanes who are attacking Islamic State militant forces in Syria. U.S. officials are denying a report by the Wall Street Journal that says the Obama administration is preparing to release convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard early to help ease tensions with Israel. Pollard, a Jewish American, was arrested on charges of spying for Israel in 1985. This is VOA News.